Hey, Luxlifer, how fun would it be to lose weight this week? Yes, this week. How empowering would it be to lose weight without depending on a list of do not eat foods this week? Now, if that grabbed your attention, I have something very special for you. I created the ultimate solution for you, and it's called How to Lose Weight This Week Without a Diet. Inside this guide, I share my number one hack that will help you cut back on your food consumption consistently so you can say goodbye to expensive weight loss medications, pills, supplements, all the things. You can say goodbye to restrictive diets and you can say hello to a very simple way to eat less and lose weight. Imagine this time next week, you look down and you notice that your pants have a little bit more wiggle room in them. Yes, it is 100% possible for you. I can't wait for you to read this guide. You can grab it for free. Just go to jenniferdent.com/this week. Are you ready to say goodbye to dieting forever? I know you are because you're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast. Listen, this doesn't have to be a wish anymore. It can be your reality. So go to jenniferdent.com/this week right now and go grab your free guide and begin to lose weight this week. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Go do it now because in 7 days, you will have lost weight. Go to jenniferdent.com/this week. Your body is going to say, thank you. If your work is affecting your waistline, I want you to know that there is a solution. You don't have to be stuck in an unempowering position in your company or feeling unempowered, disempowered, whatever word you want to use at work, which is going to affect your waistline and your health. You don't have to stay there. Come get coached. All right, get coached. You're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, episode 198. What if it were possible to achieve your goal weight and stay there permanently without dieting? Welcome to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, where you will discover the key components that most diets won't tell you because they want you to keep coming back. Not here. This is your last stop on the weight loss struggle bus. I am your host, Jennifer Dent Brown, life and weight loss coach, and I am going to show you how to stop dieting forever. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Luxlifer, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about work and how work can keep you from losing the weight that you want. Now, you may think that weight loss coaching is all about food and eating and all of those type of things. You may be actually surprised that food talk makes up just a small percentage of coaching calls. Small, tiny percentage, depending on the call, right? The overeating is a symptom of a bigger problem. So to solve your weight loss problem, you want to treat the cause and not the symptom. I'm going to say that again in case you missed it. The overeating, the excess eating that you're doing is a symptom of a bigger problem. And to solve your weight loss problem so you can achieve your weight loss goal and live your life at your forever weight, you want to treat the cause of the problem and not the symptom. Traditional diets, they treat the symptom. This is why traditional diets don't work, because diet plans, meal plans, shakes, pills, shots, and prepackaged meals, they are only treating the symptom of the overeating by telling you how to eat less or manipulating your body, your system to consume less food. As a life coach certified by the Life Coach School, I practice what is known as causal coaching. Causal coaching. If you've never heard of that, I'm going to tell you what it is. This means that I treat the cause of my client's problem or just the reason why they aren't getting what they want in life and not just the symptoms. So causal coaching is what you want if you want to learn how to lose weight forever. Causal coaching is treating the cause of what is going on in your life and why you have the current results in your life and why you feel the way that you feel every single day. Causal coaching helps people to transform their beliefs, transform their emotions, so they can actually take action in a way that will align with their goal to get them what they really want, which is to lose weight for the last time. Transforming your brain in this way with causal coaching will cause you to transform your life and your weight. The weight is just a byproduct of you changing your life. So can you begin to see why most of my coaching calls aren't all about food? We don't talk about food for 60 minutes. So let me give you an example. Let me make it really clear for you. Make it plain. I recently spent an hour coaching a private client on an issue that she had at work. She is the youngest on her team. She's the only woman in a male-dominated industry. And she recently received a promotion. She's super excited about this promotion. However, the promotion hasn't been officially announced. But as with most organizations, everybody knows, right? Because multiple people on her team had also applied for the same position. So one of her team members is an older gentleman with over 20, 30 years of experience, and he also applied for that same position. And in the meantime, he has not been doing his fair share of the work, which is causing a backlog for my client and is causing her some issues. So she came to our coaching call last week because she was upset. It's been a very difficult week at work, she said. And her weight had begun to trend up. So we track our average weekly weight. So her weight had begun to trend up. Now, if my client had had this same issue and she took it to, say, a nutritionist, they probably would have focused on what she's been eating that may have caused the weight gain, right? They would have just completely ignored the whole work situation. If she had gone to her personal trainer, as an example, her personal trainer would have had her take out her frustration by punching a boxing bag or like lifting heavier weights, like take your frustration out in the gym. A health coach would have helped her probably focus on like reducing the stress that she was feeling around this work situation. And then they would have focused on what she was eating. Guess what we coached on? We coached on the source of her overeating. So I asked her some questions. She gave me all of the facts about what was happening at work from her perspective. It is a 100% safe space on our private coaching calls. She told me what was said between her and the coworker, what the conversation was. She told me about a conversation she had with her manager. I helped her see that her line of thinking, if left unmanaged, was going to kick her after work snack habit back into high gear. We had already started to see some overeating because we know that what was happening because her weight was trending up. Right. But I didn't even focus on like, what are you eating? And like, how much are you eating? That wasn't even part of the conversation. We already knew that something was happening because her weight was trending up. I wanted to get to the cause of the overeating. And that's what we spent our time on. In addition, I helped her see how her unmanaged emotional state was positioning her in an unflattering light before her big promotion was officially announced. So when she could clearly see the cascade of things that were happening because of how she perceived the situation with her team member, her guard came down. Her defensiveness faded and her logical brain kicked in, and she was able to see the entire situation in a way that empowered her versus leaving her feeling angry and basically unempowered, right? So, so good. I love assisting my clients in this type of transformation. And we did it in less than 45 minutes. When she came to the call, the beginning of the call, she was angry. She was deflated. She was like, work has been really, really challenging this week. By the end of the call, she had a plan of action. She felt empowered to talk to her manager about how they can improve the current situation and make it better for the future in case this happens again. And she even had a little bit of empathy for her coworker. This is the power of coaching. When she came to the call, she felt disempowered. She was angry. She was frustrated. By the time she left the call, she was ready to go to work. She was ready to talk to her manager. She felt empowered and she felt like a leader, right? The leader as she was going into this new position. So not only did my client benefit from this coaching session, this one single coaching session, but each and every one of her coworkers currently and in the future benefited because she came up with some ideas of how they can improve this process in the future. Now, if she hadn't gotten coached, or if she went to her nutritionist or her personal trainer with this situation, she would have left her emotions unmanaged. She would have left them in an unmanaged state, and she would have continued to be very uncomfortable at work. She would have been offended easily. She would have been blaming others for her emotional state. She would have wasted time complaining about the situation. She would have resented her coworker. She would have had to work overtime to get everything done, and probably she wouldn't have done it as well because she was bad. But because she had me as her coach and she had the courage to be coached, she could return to work feeling grounded because she was focused on solutions and not problems. She was able to take action in spite of the confusion going on around her. And now she's able to position herself as an even stronger leader as she walks into this new promotion. And most importantly, y'all, she is in control over what she puts into her mouth because she's feeling empowered versus emotional and helpless. So that after work snack habit is a distant memory. We don't have to worry about it anymore. Okay? So I wanted you to see this situation and give you the details of this because I wanted you to see how coaching can change your entire life. I also wanted you to see how your work environment and what's happening at work, your unmanaged mind at work, can keep you from losing the weight that you want. Because if you are in an unmanaged emotional state at work, no matter what's happening, what goes on, and you're using food as a buffer, we all know where that's going to go, right? We all know that that excess eating is going to end up as excess weight on your body. Coaching will change your life. It changed mine for sure. It will change your daily experience at work. It will change your daily experience with your weight. I mean, everything can change for the better. And honestly, I think coaching is the most worthy investment that you can ever make. So not only will you notice a difference, but everyone around you will notice too. Like I said, with my client, not only did she benefit from that one coaching session, but her whole entire team, her current team, it benefited from it, and her future team. The future people working in that position. So if your work is affecting your waistline, I want you to know that there is a solution. You don't have to be stuck in an unempowering position in your company or feeling unempowered, disempowered, whatever word you want to use at work, which is going to affect your waistline and your health. You don't have to stay there. Come get coached. All right, get coached. So thanks for tuning in this week to this episode. Be sure to check out the show notes for direct links to all of the resources that I mentioned in today's podcast. You will also find direct links on how you can lose weight for the last time by working with me privately inside the Lux Private Experience. I work with my private clients one-on-one every single week for 6 weeks, or you may be interested in learning the Stop Dieting Forever process as a group member inside of Stop Dieting Forever, which is my weight loss program. So I invite you to share this episode with your friends. Share it with your coworkers. You know, you got that one friend who you complain with at work about all the people. Share this episode with them. And I would love to hear how this episode affected you. You can leave me a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform. All right, y'all, live Lux, and I will see you in the next episode. If you like today's episode of the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, and you want to learn more about creating a lifestyle instead of following a diet to lose weight permanently, be sure to visit jenniferdent.com. There, you'll learn more about my unique weight loss process and how it can work for you. Go to jenniferdent.com to discover what you can do to stop dieting forever.